This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've all been hearing the past couple of days about the things that could happen once the budget cuts start to hit tomorrow. The list is, if it's anything, a reminder of how much is dependent on the government. Dinner, for instance. A good steak, maybe. Marketplace's Adrienne Hill explains.
Sequestration could have America's meat inspectors sitting on their couches at home watching Wheel of Fortune, not inspecting meat. Between March and September, inspectors may need to take as many as 15 days off without pay. Here's USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack at the Agriculture Outlook Forum last week.
The only way we can absorb a cut of this magnitude is by impacting the people who work in the food safety area of USDA.
Meat inspections aren't optional, so fewer meat inspectors means less meat and poultry and eggs, and maybe fewer jobs. The USDA estimates all told the sequester could cost the industry $10 billion. It'll also cost meat eaters.
It could cause some prices to go up.
Mark Dopp is with the American Meat Institute.
On a particular day, you might not find in your preferred grocery store a product that you wanted.
The bean and tofu lobbies are probably ecstatic, but don't get too worked up. Not yet.
It's unimaginable to me that we can't find a better solution to the issue of sequestration than that.
John Anderson is the deputy chief economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation.
I think that the means to deal with those in less disruptive ways are surely at hand or can be brought to hand fairly quickly.
You don't think I need to go hoard some steaks right now?
Not right now, but if it comes to that point, call me and I'll see what I've got in the freezer.
Thank you, John. And the rest of you, back to that steak, at least for now. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.